Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, Isabel here. I hope that you are doing great. In the next few weeks, I will be sharing short bite episodes, powerful moments from conversations or from solo episodes I've had in the past year. So you won't be getting full episodes because I'm taking the time to work on a very, very exciting project for all of us for 2024. So you'll get those short bites just to keep you inspired, motivated. I hope you enjoy them. Today's short bite is from one of my very first episode where I talk about dieting and what I think about dieting and how you should approach dieting if it's something you're considering. I hope you enjoy it. Change is temporary when it comes to a diet, and often so is weight loss. Diets are not efficient because they have a time frame. And what happens once you've cut out that food for, I don't know, 14 days? Do you then go back into it? Do you put the weight back on? It's always tricky. Do you return to your old habits? Have you changed your habits, right? And if you go back to your old habits, does the weight come back? And just like everything, you know, when we start a project, when we start a diet, when we start anything new, we've got that will at the beginning, but will is not forever. Like, will does die down, especially when life gets busy and everything, other things come into play. So we do often return to our old habit. And in dieting, often that causes what we call the yo-yo effect, and where you like put the weight on and lose it back and put it on and blah, blah, blah. And that can be so demoralizing. And only you have the power to get yourself out of that cycle. So what is important for you to be honest and understand is, why do you want to lose weight if you want to lose weight? And is it for you? Or is it to fit in the standard, right? Where is that pressure coming from? Is it something you're doing for yourself or to fit in what you think you should look like? And how are you going to lose that weight in a sustainable way? Don't get rid of all your favorite foods. You know, if you love a pizza every now and then, or you love a pizza every day, keep the pizza. Not every day, but every now and then, you know, keep it. Again, it's not about causing those crazy restriction that will maybe translate into overconsumption or frustration, but it's about finding that balance and go slowly, right? Finding that balance. And think about your soul. Like, sometimes your soul just wants something comforting, and that food might not be great for you if you have too much of it, but if you have it every now and then, it will be fine. And if you're not, you have no idea how to do this, which is understandable, because I remember when I started my health journey and I needed to eat and more veg, I was like, what do people eat even? Because I was so stuck in my ways. Do work with a registered nutritionist, a dietitian, anybody that has the knowledge, right? That has real knowledge about food that can support you. It's important to do what feels right for you, and also to let others do what feels right for them without judgment. And that part is hard. And if weight loss is a triggering topic for you, I would say don't engage with it, you know, unfollow, turn the page, move on from it. There are things that I wish I did sooner, and I regret not seeing a nutritionist and or candida specialist sooner in my journey. I did some sugar, no sugar diet for 4 or 6 weeks, and then it didn't resolve the issues. I spent so much time and money on supplements only to understand that my body didn't want that. It was more complicated than that. So I've done some mistakes that obviously were lessons. Now I look back, and of course I then ended up going to, in 2016, then I went to nutrition school for 3 years. I went to CNM at the College of Naturopathic Medicine, and I graduated as a nutritional therapist. And of course I've learned so freaking much. It was, you know, I have a different, you know, depth of knowledge now. I'm so proud to have gone there. I guess I used to regret, why did I eat so much crap in my youth and as a dancer and this and that, and why didn't I know all these things? But then I guess that I wouldn't be here today sharing my journey and helping my clients, and, you know, because I think for me as a registered nutritional therapist and a wellness coach, my strength is not just what I've learned in school, but it's been such a crazy journey healing my body from so many things, especially gut issues, that I can actually support my client as well from a place of experience, not just a place of, oh, I know this, I've learned it. It's not, I've lived this. Trust me, I know, you know. But my final lesson, I guess, is that healing requires patience, self-compassion, and serious commitment. And your health is the foundation of your life. Do invest in it, not just financially, but with time, with money, with love, you know, and don't delay things. Don't delay things for them to only get worse. I've done that many times. Find an expert that can help you with your symptoms. Listen to them. Show up for yourself consistently. Doesn't have to be perfect, but do be there for yourself, you know, and show up the way for yourself. Show up the way you show up for your family, for your partner, for your work, for those things you love so much. Show up for yourself that way and you're going to see your life, your health transform. Now, my philosophy with health and everything in general is be in that for the long haul. Be invest in your health because it's for a lifetime, not just for one event and not just for like a one thing, you know. And no matter what you're working on or try to achieve, make it a lifetime purpose to invest in your well-being every day. It's just those little actions on a daily that really, really matter. And try to enjoy the process and do it for you and try to forget about the numbers and really focus on the feel-good factor. Like, yes, this feels good. It feels good to eat better. It feels good to... And whatever eat better means to you, you know, it feels good to drink more water, to have more veg. Oh my God, this feels good because I feel more energized. My bowel is more regular. Focus on the feel good factor. What to do instead? I'll say number one is to build yourself a sustainable way of eating that doesn't feel restrictive. And of course, if you, you know, you come from a place where your diet is really not great, it's full of processed food and you feel like, God, I've got a long way to go. Yeah, it's you're going to have to start slowly and learning to cook those meals in a healthier way, you know, but try to start. Don't go from zero to 100, basically, because you're going to adapt that to you, to your life, to the challenges that come. But I know that if you start one meal at a time, really thinking of adding those low inflammatory food, essentially these are vegetables, you're going to feel better. And you already know what foods are not great for you, you know, the processed food, the sugar and all of that. But if you focus on adding the good stuff, slowly you're going to get rid of the bad ones and you're going to start feeling better one meal at a time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Everybody, if any of you have a question like this and you want to DM it to me or send me an Instagram, email me. And if I can answer and make an episode out of it, I definitely will. My email is admin@isawelly.com. I have so much love for you guys. Don't forget to leave us an Apple review. It really, really, really helped the podcast. Thank you. And I will see you soon.